Re hwetša mo go Luka 10 verse 20. Yona e ba le ga ka tsela le mogwa ke o. Temana ya bo 25. Gwa ema e mongwa ba batamelao a moleka a re moruti bophelo bjo bo sa felego ke tlo bo rua ge ke dira eng. Jesu a mmotšiša a re go ngwadilweng molaong o o balago. Jesu a fetola a re morena modimo wa gago o mo rate ka pelo ya gago ka moka le ka moya wa gago ka moka le ka maatla a gago ka moka le ka tlhaologanyo ya gago ka moka le wa geno o mo rate ka mokgwa o o ithatago ka gona. Jesu a fetola. Jesu a re o fetotše ka gona, o fetotše ka gona, ka gona dira seo ke mo o tlo go phela. Yena a mo rata, yena ka go rata go ikemela a botšiša Jesu a re gomme wa gešo ke mang. Mo Jesu a fetola a re motho e mongwe le e mongwe o be a fologa a etšwa Jerusalema a ya Jericho mme a wela gare ga batlhakodi ba mo tlhobodiša ba mo ntšha dintho ba ikela ba mo tlogela a le makgatheng. Gwa tla moperista a fetola ka tsela yeo a re go mmona a aroga a feta. Gwa tla le molefi ge a fitlha felo fao a mmona a aroga a feta monna wa Samaria e a bego a eta mo a mmona a mo gaugela a batamela a mo tlemelela dintho a di tšhetše ka makhura le beine a mo nametša lekaba la gagwe a mo iša ngwakong wa baeti a mo akela gona. Ka go sasa ge a tloga a ntšha mašeleng a mabedi a nea mongwa ngwako a re mo oke se o tlo go mo ntšhetša sona sa fetiša seo o tlo bušetša ge ke boa. Bjale ge a bona go ba bararo bao ke ofe a tlilego a ba wa bageno wa go wela gare ga bahlakodi yola a re ke e a mo dirilego ka kgaogelo. Ka Jesu Kriste morena, amen.
Ngizofunda incwadi ngoka Luka ngesiZulu uLuka 10 ngoqala lapho ukufunda kuverse 25 ngiyoma ku-37. Ngizofunda nasebeyitholile ifundeka ngalendlela. Umfanekiso obhale ngamagama agqamile uthi umfanekiso womSamaria onesihawu. Verse 25. Bheka kwase kusuka isazimthetho esithile samlinga sathi mfundisi ngiza kwenzani ukuba ngidle ifa lokuphila okuphakade na. Wathi kuso kulotshiwe emthethweni ukufunda kanjena. Saphendula sathi woyithanda inkosi uNkulunkulu wakho ngayo yonke inhliziyo yakho nangawo wonke umphefumulo wakho nangawo onke amandla akho nangayo yonke ingqondo yakho nomakhelwane wakho njengalokhu uzithanda wena. Wayesethi kuso uphendula kahle yenza lokhu uza kuphila. Kepha sona sithanda ukuzithetha sathi kuJesu umakhelwane wami ngubani na. UJesu waphendula wathi umuntu othile wehla eJerusalema eya eJericho watheleka phakathi kwezingcwele-ngcwele zamhlubula izingubo zamshaya zamuka zamshiya emdondo nje. Kwaqhamuka kwehla umpristi othile ngaleyo ndlela wathi embona wamgwemela. Kanjalo nomlevi efika kuleyo ndawo embona wamgwemela. Kepha umSamaria othile owayesendleleni wafika kuye wathi ukuba ambone wamhawukela. Waya kuye wambona amanxeba akhe ewathela ngamafutha newayini wamkhwelisa esilwaneni akhe wamusa endlini yezihambi wamgcina. Ngangomuso wakhipha odenariyo ababili wabanika umninindlu wathi kuye mgcine nalokho okwenzekalayo ngiyakubuyisela kuwe ekubuyeni kwami. Ngumuphi ngokubona kwakho kulaba abathathu owaba ngumakhelwane wakhe owatheleka phambili kwezingcwelengcwele na? Sathi yilowo owamenzela isihawu. Wayesethu uJesu kuso, hamba wenza njalo naye. UNkulunkulu makabusise ukufunda kwelizwi lakhe manje ukuze kube phakade. Amen.
The author of this song,
umbhali wale ncwadi,
manithwale izinkamo. How do you pronounce it?
Izinkamo.
Okay. I will come to a house for lessons. The author of this song, he says, this is a prayer to God that he bears the fruits of the Holy Spirit. But for him to do that, like we, the series we are in, Christ at the center. What does it mean for Christ to be at the center? It means that we put Christ in the center. It signifies making Jesus Christ the primary focus. And the one who guides our lives, our faith and actions. It means centering one's thoughts and decisions. It means at the core of our faith, Jesus is the core foundation of our driving force behind us. Source of life. Is Christ the center of our lives? As we read from Luke 10, Verses 25 to 37, the parable of the Good Samaritan, it opens up with an essential question. The lawyer is testing Jesus.
The Lord?
The lawyer.
Oh, umthetheleli utesta uYesu.
And asks a question to Jesus.
Ubuza ke umbuzo kuYesu.
What must I do to inherit eternal life? But as the story unfolds, this lawyer was not being sincere. Jesus answers to this lawyer. What is written in the law? Jesus did not ask the lawyer, what does your mufundisi say? What does your church say? But he asked and said, what does the law say? What does the word of God says? And he answered, you shall love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. And you must love your neighbor as yourself. Then Jesus answers, you have answered correctly. Do this and you'll be saved. Go and do likewise. I just want to ask, who is your neighbor? Who is God, Jesus, asking us to love? Verse 26 says, when Jesus is answering, how do you read it?
When your heart is true for the Lord,
kainhliziyo yakho inyanisekile kuThixo,
you will birth a true heart for your neighbor.
Ubonakalisa ke inhliziyo enhle kumakhelwane wakho.
When you first love yourself, you love God, you love yourself, you love your family, you need to love. But for you to be able to love other people, you need to love yourself.
Xa uqale wazithanda, wathanda uYesu, wathanda nomakhelwane wakho, ufanelekile ukuba nawe uzithande.
So when God is at the, in the center of your life,
xa uYehova ephakathi kwempilo yakho,
He helps you, the Holy Spirit helps us to guard our hearts against indifference to the needs of those around us. When I was reading this parable, I asked myself, what do we learn from this parable? And then I said to myself, God's grace and kindness can lead us to repentance. And I think the word for today requires us to check our hearts. Are we right with God? Is our soul right with God? Our minds and souls, are they together and are they in sync with God? So this man, God tells this lawyer, remind you, this is a lawyer who is learned, who knows everything, who is now testing Jesus. Then Jesus says, he gives him a parable. There was this man who was going to Jericho. And when he was walking, thieves robbed him. They hit him. They wounded him. And they left him to die. And I was asking myself, how many people have I wounded? How many people have I left wounded and bleeding? How many people have I didn't say how many people have wounded me. I asked myself, how many have I wounded? So when this man was lying wounded, there was a priest who passed. Mufundisi Mabaso was going also to Jericho. He was walking. He sees this guy wounded. He looks, he was going, Mufundisi Mabaso was going to Trinity and she had a service at half past. I saw Mama Zikali who was coming to preach at 11:30. Who sees this guy lying down. And I saw Mama Omanyano wearing a uniform, passing and he sees this man wounded. He is bleeding. And they said, I'll be late for my service. And they left. Mama Zikali left and says, I'm running. I am running to preach. But there's somebody who's wounded. But I passed to come and preach love to you. When I left someone wounded. Mufundisi left someone wounded. Passed. And he says, and she says, I have to catch time. I have to go and preach. How many times have we left people wounded and bleeding, needing us? There was a Levi. He also passed. He looked and he went ahead. He told himself, this is not my business. This is not in, I'm not in his land. And this is also not my land. And he passed. But there was a Samaritan. A person who just comes to church. They just see They just want to be present in the Lord. They want to be present in the presence of the Lord. He saw somebody wounded. This person was not like Amazikali, who wanted just to go and preach because she is a preacher. The one who left someone who was wounded. There was just somebody who said, this person needs my help. And when he got there, what did I learn from this person? I learned kindness. I learned compassion. I remembered the verse which says, faith without works is dead. I don't know if you have you ever heard of that? Faith without works. It is dead. This Samaritan took this guy. Compassion filled him. Empathy filled him. Sympathy feels. There was connection. Yes, sometimes we help, but there is no connection. We just wanting to do it, but I saw connection. There was medical care. There was transportation. There was shelter. He took care of this guy. There was financial aid. I looked at all these things. I asked myself, how would I have responded? The first thing I should was maybe told myself is I don't have the money.
And normally,
I looked at the situation in South Africa where people are being beat, where people are being hit, people are being killed, women are being abused, children are being taken and kidnapped. What have we done besides? It has happened again. It hurts us for an hour and for two. But because it's not in us, when your legs are not in hot water, you don't feel it. Because it's somebody else. The Samaritan took value of this man in his predicament. By the way, the Samaritans and the Jews, they were not in good books. So it was very surprising. Despite the holding of deep-seated and long-running resentment against each other, love overtook because this Samaritan was grounded and Jesus was centered in his faith. He took him to the inn. He told the person who was caring for him, please look after him. I will come tomorrow. I will even pay you more of what you have lost. If your enemy had gone into trouble, how would you have reacted? How would you have reacted?